So great to be learning together. Sharei Ra, Svardik Teshuvah of the week. And this is a very, very common issue that families will be facing, and that is you have Svardik family that's going to be hosting Ashkenazim, and the Svardim cook Kitniot, of course. So the question is, can the Ashkenazim eat from the Kelim? Of course, they're not, the Ashkenazim are not going to eat the Kitniot itself, but we're speaking about the using the kelim, using the utensils that the Sfaradim had cooked rice. Can Ashkenazim use that? So there's a simple issue, and then there's a more complex issue. Let's first deal with the simple issue. The simple issue Rav Avadya Yosef deals with in Shelot Tshuvot Yechavedat Chelak Hei Siman Lamed Bet. So this is very clearly the Ashkenazi can eat the non-kidneyot food at a Sfarish Jew's home on Pesach. Does not need special kelim that have not been used for kidneyot for the Ashkenazi guest. Now he bases his psak, Rav Avadya does, on the Ramah, who says that it's obvious that if kidneyot fell into food during Pesach, it does not make the food asur. Now, you don't even need 60. You don't need 1 in 6. You don't need, it's not batel b'shishim. You don't need 60 times the amount of kidneyot to nullify the kidneyot. But rather, all you need is rov. You need a majority. And therefore, if you cook potatoes in the same pot that cooked rice 4 hours beforehand for, that is clearly permissible for an Ashkenazi. Now, Rav Avadya notes that a number of precedents that to be lenient here, and that is even, and he cites three cases with the Ramah, he's talking about for Ashkenazim, where we are lenient about cases that you can use the kelim of someone who is machmir about a particular issue, strict about a particular halachic matter, can use the kelim, can eat from the food that was cooked in the utensils of someone who follows a more lenient opinion, as long as what he's cooking does not contain the item from which the person is more machmir, would not eat. Now, here is the example. It's in Chadash. If those people who assume the strict position of Chadash, the Rama writes that that they are still allowed to eat food from the same kelim, from the same utensils, from those who are lenient about Chadash. Now, you have another case, Tshuvah the Radvaz, that there was a question whether you can rely on particular Shochet, you not can rely on the particular Shochet. The Radvaz says that those who are strict can use the Kelim from those of those who are lenient about this matter. And the Ramah, the third precedence, the Ramah is a different practice amongst Ashkenazic communities of his time about a certain fat, whether it's considered to be permissible, whether it's considered to be shuman, or it's forbidden fat, is considered to be chelev. So he permits, the Ramah does, this is Yoradeya, Siman, Samach Dalet, Si'if Tet, permits the members of the communities that abide by the strict view to eat food from that was cooked in the utensils of people in the lenient community. So if you're lenient in these three cases, the Ramah in two cases, and the Radvaz in the third case, were about matters of Torah law. Certainly when it comes to kidneyot, which is not even drabanan, it's a minhag, it's a custom for Ashkenazim, and certainly the Ashkenazim could be lenient about this. Well, this is so. That's very simple. That's rather obvious that the Ashkenazi can eat the food that was cooked by the Sfaradi. But then that's simple. But the question really becomes like this: is this considered to be bitul lechatchila? Since we know that it's batel barov that. Kitniot are batel barov, are nullified in the majority. That's clear. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah rules. The Ramah, pretty much undisputed for Ashkenazim. That's well accepted. But then the question is bitul isur lechatchila. We know we're not allowed to deliberately nullify forbidden items. You can't take a little bit of milk and put it into a large container of meat and say, well, it's less than 60th, so it should be permissible. No, we're not allowed to be tul isur lechatchila. So this is already not a simple matter. And so some want to be strict. This I was told by a leading Talmid of Rav Moshe Feinstein by the name of Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. He felt that Ashkenazic Jew wishes to visit a Sephardic Jew on Pesach should arrange for food that was not cooked in a pot that previously cooked kitniot. Now, what's the basis of this? The basis is it's considered to be, he considers it bitul, it's bitul isur lechatchila, deliberate nullification, which is forbidden. That's not so pashut. This actually hinges on the dispute between the Radvaz and the Torah Chesed. The Radvaz in Shuvot, Chelek Gimel Siman, Tav Kuf Mem Zayin, rules that purchasing food in which a non-Jew performed bitul, didn't do it for the Jew, but the non-Jew performed bitul is considered to be bitul lechatchila. The Torah Chesed from Lublin, Orachayim Siman Kaf Aleph, is lenient. He's saying the non-Jew is just doing it for his own purpose, and it is permissible for the Jew, and it's batel. That's not considered to be bitul isur lechatchila. Now, this is the question that also comes up regarding certain alcohols, such as whiskey and scotch, the blended whiskeys or blended scotch, in which a small amount of non-kosher wine is blended and nullified. Now, the non-Jews are not doing it, so this way the Jews can have the non-kosher wine and doing it for their purposes. But is that considered to be a violation of the prohibition of bitul lechatchila, deliberate nullification? So that there's a big debate. A huge debate regarding these blended whiskeys and blended scotches. Rav Moshe Feinstein is lenient, and others are a much more machmir, and that is an open dispute. Rav Schachter is actually machmir about this issue regarding the blended scotches and whiskeys. He says you have to be concerned for the stricter opinion of the Radvaz. And that's where Rav Greenblatt seems to be saying that therefore Ashkenazim who are eating at Sfaradim should have separate kelim that is made for them. However, Rav Schachter, even though he's machmir about this issue about the Radvaz and the Torah Chesed, Rav Schachter nonetheless says that for family members to visit each other, close family members to visit each other during Pesach, that's already considered to be b'diavad, and therefore would be permissible. Rav Avad Yosef in Shelot Tshuvot Yabia Omer Chelek Zayin Yoradeya Siman Zayin also discusses this debate between the Radvaz and the Torah Chesed, and he rules that you can be lenient and you could follow the Torah Chesed's view against the Radvaz. It's not considered to be bitul lechatchila. It's not considered to be deliberate nullification. If someone did the bitul, he's doing it for his own purposes, and he's not doing it for the one who is for whom is forbidden. So in this case, the Sfaradi is making a kidney. It's totally permissible for him. Is it considered to be bitul lechatchila for the Ashkenazi? So Rav Avadya says you could follow Torah Chesed, who's lenient, and Rav Schachter said as far as family members visiting each other during Pesach, that one could be lenient. So generally speaking, Ashkenazim who are at a Sfaradi, they should not. Of course, they should not eat the kidneyot. That's for sure. And lechatchila, they should have separate kelim. However, if you're dealing with family members, they're ready. Rav Schachter felt that b'diavad, that one could be lenient, and he permitted a brother, so specifically, and this we have from Rav Ike Sultan, who was a tremendous Talmid Chacham, who's at YU, who's a leading Talmid of Rav Schachter as well. He says that with a tremendous expert in Sephardic halacha, that Rav Schachter permits a brother to visit his sister who's married to a Sephardic Jew and cooks kidneyot, that already is considered to be b'diavad, and is considered to be batel, and that's what I think one should follow. Wishing everybody a great day with much and a great week with much bracha and much briyot.